This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Joining us now with more reaction, Florida Congressman Ron DeSantis, NRA TV contributor, former Secret Service agent Dan Bongino. I agree this with Greg Jarrett, David Schoen, Joe DeGeneva, Congressman. I agree with Alan Dershowitz. This is a perjury trap. This is juvenile. The idea that you're going to ask President what was in your mind is an absurdity, and it shows just how far this has gone from so-called collusion with Russia.
Well, you're right, Sean. Very few of the bullets involved the campaign. It was mostly during the transition and then during his presidency. So you have a situation where Robert Mueller, he's a DOJ employee, effectively. So he's an inferior officer in the executive branch. What gives him the right to conduct oversight over basic presidential decisions that have nothing to do with any type of criminal activity? What was in your mind when you talked about Sessions resigning or this or that? He does not have a right to subpoena the president for that. I don't think the president should submit to those questions. And I agree with Alan Dershowitz, and I agree with you, Sean. I think really they're not trying to investigate a crime. They're trying to manufacture a process crime.
Yeah. Dan Bongino, no good lawyer in their right mind at this point, knowing what we know, knowing the abusively biased team like Weissman and company that was appointed by Mueller. Would any lawyer ever let this president go before this man at all? And the idea, the threats, he's threatening the president early in the process when they handed over and cooperated and never exerted executive privilege. Are you kidding me?
You know, Sean, do you see the danger in this? They
yeah.
are not investigating a crime here. They're investigating Donald Trump. There's a difference. You know, what you do is, I was a former federal agent. What you do is you investigate a crime and you find people. You don't find people and then go find the crime. I read the questions, and Sean, these questions are very strategic. Notice how they're left open-ended. Now, Ron's a lawyer. He can tell you this, too. This is what you do when you interview people as a federal agent. You ask open-ended questions.
No yes or no questions.
Them to talk.
Let
them trap them in a perjury trap. Exactly.
And
bingo.
And then Greg pointed this out, Congressman. If there's one thing that deviates and you're on a witch hunt, there's no prosecutorial discretion. The only way it gets that is Hillary Clinton. She gets a rigged investigation. The Hillary standard is not going to apply for Donald Trump with Robert Mueller and his merry band of Democratic donors and people that withhold exculpatory evidence like Andrew Weissman. No, he will be under oath, unlike Hillary. He won't have a friend interviewing him like Hillary had. I mean, the double standard is so flagrant here. Do we have equal justice under the law, Congressman? Do we have equal application under the law or not in this country?
And just think about just the fact that these questions are being generated. Was there a copious number of questions that were asked of Hillary in her FBI interview? That was a perfunctory thing. They had already decided not to bring charges. Comey wrote the memo 2 months before they even interviewed her. So the lack of zealousness there and then the overzealousness here, I think is very, very striking. I mean, look, and it should be concerning to all of us. That's one of the biggest problems with this investigation is they've been trying to nail anything they can to the wall. And of course, you and I and Dan, we all watched the Hillary case where they didn't go after Reachbit. They didn't go after Huma. They didn't go after any of it.
Interesting that they're saying that the leak came from the Trump side is what some are reporting, the leak of these questions. Of course, I think we all get it. We see what's happening here. Again, this is a continuation, which reeks, because you would think our Justice Department, our Justice personnel would be interested in the facts, as Joe Friday would say, and would be interested in getting down really to the bottom of all this, but it seems all cat and mouse and a lot of politics, and this is what's irritating, a lot of Main Street America, and you can't blame them, can you?
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop the website style. Everybody look what's going on.
In pursuit of the truth, no matter where it leads, huh? Well, I'll tell you, that is a commitment, but that is our commitment to you, ladies and gentlemen. In this era of fake news, we do everything we can to bring on the experts to address the hearty issues of the day and understanding not only those issues that are before us, but what do we do, you know? As we were suggesting just a moment ago, thanks to Carol Bauer, reminding us that, this is a time for us to, you know, come to God, come to the Father and say, look it, help us understand what is going on here. What is our role? What are we supposed to do? We know that we're supposed to pray for our leaders. God has commanded us to do that because their hands are full. As you can imagine, our president right now, with all that he's dealing with you know, whether it's issues with the FBI. Oh, yeah, don't forget we've got issues in North Korea. We've just had a situation with Syria and the Russians, and the beat goes on. And it's enough to you know, no doubt about it, to fray your nerves. But John O'Neill is with us right now, and he's going to help us out here. As John is a lawyer and a number one New York Times bestselling author. He spent much of his life visiting and researching early Christian sites, a 1967 graduate of the Naval Academy, former law clerk to Supreme Court Chief Justice William Rehnquist, and senior partner at a large international law firm. John O'Neill, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Thank you, Bill. It's an honor to be on your show.
Well, John, I got to tell you, the honor's ours. I mean, your background, I mean, do you got to, like, pinch yourself? I mean, you know, for all the experiences, I mean, a New York Times bestselling author, you know, Navy Academy graduate, a law clerk. I mean, for the Supreme Court Chief Justice, you go, wow, what a life, huh?
Well, Bill, I'll tell you the truth. The two greatest things I ever did were first give a kidney to my wife, and second, be chosen to record this particular book, The Fisherman's Tomb.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, those are the two greatest honors I've ever had. You know, and I'm blessed by God to have the time to do both of those.
Amen. Well, we're blessed to have you here to talk about The Fisherman's Tomb. It's a true story of the Vatican's secret search. Tell our audience about this secret search, if you would.
Well, it's the story is absolutely amazing. It proves the truth is in many ways stranger than fiction. In 1939, a workman at the Vatican bearing Pope Pius XI fell through a floor into a huge necropolis of ancient Roman tombs that no one knew were there.
Wow.
When they looked a little further, they found the most amazing thing of all, which was the grave of a first century Christian woman with requiescat in pace, a fish symbol, and so on her grave. Of course, Christians in the first century were hunted like animals, and this was 400 yards from Nero's palace. Nero, of course, famous for killing Christians.
Right.
Legend had always said that Peter, Prince of the Apostles, had been executed in Rome. Vine Arrow buried, and then a great church, St. Peter's, originally St. Peter's Church, and later St. Peter's Basilica, built directly over his grave. But no one had ever been able to find it. The church had tried a couple of times and failed. So Pius XII decided then, in 1939, to embark on a search that would take 75 years to actually reach a conclusion. It's one of the most exciting archaeological stories of an age, and is a profound religious story, too. The very first thing they did was go and get financing for the whole thing from an oil man in Texas, one of the wealthiest men in the world. They conducted the search in absolute secrecy, and the, as you know, Bill, based on the on confession and the like, that the Catholic Church does secret very well.
Right.
And so they kept it absolutely secret as the Nazis occupied Rome and later and the fascist black shirt and the like. And the book tells the story of what was going on in those years. Finally, in 1950, they thought they had found Peter. They clearly found Peter's tomb. They found a whole set of tombs, one over another, like Russian nesting dolls. The last one was a monument from the first century that had been described in a writing in 140 A.D. When they looked under it, they found bones close to it, and they thought those were Peter's. They brought in, for a final check, a woman who was an agnostic, an unlikely choice, but the most brilliant archaeologist, I believe, of the 20th century. She made a report, and she said, look, you've got to check the forensic anthropology on all these bones. You haven't been taking care of all these fabulous inscriptions. You haven't read the inscription. You haven't taken good care of the murals. Of course, Pope Pius XII then fired everybody and put her in charge of it. As a result of her experiences over the next 25 years, she became profoundly a Christian. When they tested those bones, they were not Peter's, and they were the bones of a woman. She continued looking. She was able to decipher the inscription that over a five-year period, the story of how she did it is astounding. They led her to the bones of Peter, and that's an involved story by itself.
Wow.
The bones were tested over and over by forensic scientists. They were the bones of a 60 to 70-year-old man. They were encased in a wall. If you drop a plumb bob from the top of St. Peter's, it passes through that wall. They were the bones of a man who had been crucified upside down. His feet was cut off, were cut off. The skeleton had nail marks. They had been in a marble niche since 250 A.D. and earlier under that very same monument because there was dirt on them. And they were surrounded by cloth identified from the first century. There were a ton of other tests run, first in the time of Pope Paul VI, who declared these to be Peter's bones. And then much later by Pope Benedict and again Pope Francis in 2013, Pope Francis held a box containing a part of the skeleton to a crowd of 7,000 in St. Peter's Square and said, behold, the relics of Peter. In fact, they found Peter. The inscriptions around Peter are as inspiring as the relics themselves.
What did the inscriptions say?
Well, you have to picture this for just a second, Bill.
John, let me tell you what. I'm on the edge of my seat. I mean, going through this, I mean, this whole project, you know, and what they were able to discover here as they're going through this. I mean, I've got chicken skin here, John. You know, just hearing you relate this. Is this amazing? I mean, can you imagine what these people are going, these archaeologists, they're realizing, wow, this is, I mean, we are coming in connection, in direct connection with first century history, modern history.
This is the greatest collection of early Christian inscriptions in the world and found in the most unlikely place. What does the inscription say?
Yeah.
They're carving in rock. They're scratching it in rock on a wall called the graffiti wall and another wall in other places. And sometimes they're one over the top of each other. They have to speak in code because if they're caught, they get killed. So Peter becomes two keys, the keys to the kingdom. They have things still like Bill, Omega Alpha. Bill is dead, but Bill is just beginning. They have a Christ symbol, which is a Kairo, the first two letters of Christ's name in Greek, one over the other, followed by Omega Alpha. Alpha Omega. Mm-hmm. Christ is the beginning and the end.
Hey, John, let me pause you here for just a second because we've got to go to break. We've got more from John O'Neill, New York Times bestselling author. We're talking about his new book, The Fisherman's Tomb, right here. Stay with us.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Every single day, promoting truth. Bill Martinez, live.
When did I forget that you always been the king of the world? I try to take life right out of the hands of the king of the world. How could I make you so small when you're the one who holds it?
Bill Martinez live.
When did I forget you always been the king of the world?
Forever and always.
Harry's the king of the world. You better believe it. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. We're visiting with New York Times bestselling author John O'Neill about his new book, The Fisherman's Tomb. You probably recall John became quite famous for his book on John Kerry, Unfit for Command. The Fisherman's Tomb is the true story of the Vatican's secret search for the Apostle Peter. John, why was this so important for the church to find Peter?
Well, it was. It turned out to be important for two reasons, but it was clearly Peter is the foundational figure, probably next to Christ of Christianity, I guess, along with Paul. And tradition and legend had always said that Peter came to Rome, that he was killed there by Nero after Nero had burned the center of Rome and blamed it on the Christians, and that under the apostolic succession, he passed his power, the power given to him by Christ over the keys to the kingdom, along to successive bishops of Rome, popes, whence it has come to us. The first 32 popes, including Peter, were executed by the Romans. They all were killed, every one of them killed. Mm-hmm. Which was something I learned. And so it's very, very foundational to Catholics and to Christians. Many people, of course, have denied the existence of Christ. They've denied the existence of Peter. They claim that Peter never went to Rome. They lose. They lose by what was found under the Vatican. The second thing, which the church had no idea about at all, were the inscriptions that contained, for example, Christ's day, line, cross, a Roman T, another line, R for redemption, or V for victory. What that proves is in the first, second, and early third centuries, Christians believed exactly what we believe today, Bill. It wasn't an evolving cult at all. The cynicism about the Gnostic Gospels was misplaced. Those guys sitting there under threat of death were carving into rock, unchanged, for 2,000 years, exactly the same thing that you and I believe.
Exactly. Well, and here it is, you know, the additional narrative and description finding the bones that indicated that he was crucified. The bones were subjected to a crucifixion upside down, which has been the narrative, the oral tradition of Peter's death. So all this, one bit of evidence after another is supporting, and of course, then the further forensics determine without a doubt that these are the bones of Peter.
It is. The story of how they got there is absolutely astounding. It involves a wonderful priest named Walter Carroll, who saved the lives of many Jewish refugees, a oil guy in Texas who funded all this anonymously without anybody supposed to know. Of course, the great Carducci herself, mm-hmm. and Pope Paul and Pope Pius. Pope Paul's last words were, "Bury me in the dirt near Peter, no monument like Peter." Mm-hmm. And so this is very, very foundational. And the acknowledgement of it by Pope Francis is a serious and critical event for Christians everywhere. The story itself is an astounding archaeological story of cave-ins, blood, misclues, false clues, and the like. And it's well worth reading just as an archaeological story.
Without a doubt. I mean, you know, whenever you have brilliance coming together, I mean, God's hand definitely upon Margherita Carducci, who you refer to as the great Carducci. You know, she was the one. I mean, she was the key linchpin. And who would have thought of all people, but that God would use an atheist?
Absolutely amazing. Of course, she made her name in Crete. They discovered 24 large slabs. Nobody else could read them.
Mm-hmm.
That's four large slabs. She spent 20 years. She was able to read and prove that those were the total laws of a Greek city-state. So much of our understanding of classical Greek comes from Margherita Carducci.
Wow.
When they brought her there, she was an agnostic. By the time she left, she was a very devout Catholic. She was involved in a great debate at the University of Milan, 1990, with the Senate. She said, that they had accused her of being guided by her faith, but her faith came from her science.
Mm.
And the greatest antiquities expert in Europe, who moderated the debate, the head of Sotheby's Europe, stood up at the end of the debate and said, look, I'm an agnostic. I don't believe in Christianity, but I've looked at Margarita's work, and there's absolutely no question she found Peter.
Well, and it is, even as a scientist, I mean, they almost are a projection of the doubting Thomas who needed to see and feel himself, right? The one that continues
True,
to ask questions. Yeah.
I wish I could learn just through faith, mm-hmm. but I'm afraid I'm a doubting Thomas.
Right.
And this, the physical reality of this is overwhelming to any doubting Thomas. So if anyone mm-hmm. knows a doubting Thomas, hand them a copy of this book.
Yes.
And let them read it. I think the story will have the same impact on them that it did on me. And that's, of course, a big part of the reason why I wrote the book, which, by the way, can be obtained at thefisherman'stomb.com or on Amazon or through the publisher, Our Sunday Visitor, osv.com.
Right. And we're going to be linking it on our website as well. So you've got all kinds of ways to get your – and you will want to get this – because I think to a degree, John, I think it's all fair to to appreciate that we're all doubting Thomas's to a degree. And Jesus knew this, and this is why Thomas is so included and sticks out and resonates in the New Testament, because he is a part of all of us, isn't he?
It's true. If there's anyone in the world who doesn't think there was a Peter, go take a look at the Scavi tour in Rome under the Vatican. Hard tour to get on, but open to everyone. And you can mm-hmm. see Peter's grave right there. If there's anyone who believes Christianity was involved in cult, go on the Scavi tour. Take a look at the inscriptions carved by people who could be killed for what they were carving. They're exactly the same Christian beliefs we have today.
This is the thing that's so phenomenal about this. And this has to be, controlled. And I say controlled in a way that, here we are, thousands of years, 2,000 years later, and we're realizing, just as you say, John, that what they believed in back then, they saw. And here we are. Jesus said, blessed are those who didn't see, but yet believe. And because of the oral tradition, because of the facts and the truth of the matter, it just affirms our belief all the more, does it not?
Absolutely. Christ said, upon this rock I will build my church, speaking of Peter.
Mm-hmm.
It, as with so many things Christ said, that had a whole meaning that people probably didn't appreciate at the time. And that is, not only was Christ going to be foundational in the entire foundation of his church and of Christendom, but literally the most important Christian church in the world would be built upon the rock of Peter, directly over Peter. If you pass a plumb bob from the top of St. Peter's Dome, which is exactly the same center as the earlier St. Peter's Church,
mm-hmm.
it passes within 17 inches of the wall that these were located at, and directly into the monument erected Caius's trophy in the first century.
And back then, John, it was a bit of a hope and a prayer, was it not, that Peter's bones were there? Because they really just didn't have absolute evidence that that was the case. Is that correct?
It's true. The process of authentic finding them was very difficult and had twists and turns that are outlined in the book. And of course, a mistake was made originally.
Mm-hmm.
And then the authentication of them. Catholic Church spent immense effort that teams and
exactly.
scientists.
Well, John, I'm sorry, we're out of time. We got to leave it there. Thank you so much. Appreciate the Fisherman's Tomb. Link on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. John O'Neill, thank you, John. God bless.
Money, 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 money. You got to have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's Way You Like Us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Though our country is in search of a new VA director, I want you to know the beat goes on at the Veterans Affairs. From inventing the implantable cardiac pacemaker to helping develop the brain-computer interface with numerous advances treating chronic disease, spinal cord injury, mental health, and countless other conditions and diseases, VA research has been improving the lives of all generations of veterans for over 9 decades. Think about it. This year, we again showcase the extraordinary work of VA researchers nationwide through VA Research Week. That's going to take place May the 14th through the 18th in VA hospitals across the country. The VA Research Week is focusing on the theme Innovations, and that's capital VA right there in the middle, Innovations to Implementation. Here to tell us more about this celebration, Dr. Terry Gleason is back with us, Director of Clinical Science Research and Development with the Department of Veterans Affairs. Dr. Gleason, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Good morning, Bill. I'm great. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. We got a lot of good news here relevant to research and all the great things that the VA has been doing. Tell us what's happening with VA Research Week.
Yes, so VA research is a theme of good news, so thank you for mentioning that. VA Research Week is an annual event. It takes place at VA facilities across the country, May 14th through 18th, and it's really an opportunity to showcase the highlights from achievements in VA research, which, as Bill mentioned, date back 90 years. Mm-hmm. But in addition to that, we have the opportunity to thank the VA scientists who conduct the research and also, most critically, thank and honor our veterans who participate in our research studies. Without them, we wouldn't be able to make the advances that VA research is highlighting, actually.
Exactly. Well, Terry, as I mentioned in the introduction, boy, the amount of research is vast. Remind our audience again of the type of research the VA does.
Yeah, so I believe folks will immediately think about military service-related conditions such as PTSD, traumatic brain injury, physical injuries that occur in war or military service. And we surely have high priority and many research studies ongoing to advance treatment for all of those conditions. But we also will conduct research and have conducted research on any medical condition that is relevant to veterans. So that generalizes, of course, to the entire U.S. population. In the case of something like shingles, we conducted the vaccine trial that led to the policy of recommending a vaccine shingle for anyone over the age of 60, and that came out of VA research. So that's just one example of the vast array of research projects and clinical trials we support.
Dr. Gleason, last time we talked, we touched on some of the historical accomplishments and innovations that VA research has produced here, and I want to give you a little bit more time and have people understand and appreciate. There are some historical accomplishments and innovations that the VA has performed. Enlighten us on that, would you?
Oh, yes, thank you. So VA research has been busy over 90 years conducting early clinical trials to begin with for treatment of tuberculosis back in the day. But more currently, things that might resonate with folks include the innovation or invention of the nicotine patch to reduce smoking, the cardiac pacemaker you mentioned in your introduction, Bill. I just mentioned the shingles vaccine. The list kind of goes on and on. VA research has contributed highly to advances in prosthetics and also spinal cord injury. For those veterans, we have new, I would say, really high technology approaches to replacing or increasing function in the case of lost limbs or amputation as well. So really important discoveries and focused research for our veterans.
Mm-hmm. And I want people to understand that the advances that you have been able to accomplish and effect there at VA research has been extensive, not only for vets, but this transitions into all other categories of life, including all Americans, correct?
Well, that's correct. So we have named a few examples, but I'll also mention the fact that we have a very large number of aging veterans, and our research is examining conditions that are prevalent in aging, but also focused on improving diagnosis and treatment of conditions such as dementia and so forth. So this is not only going to impact veterans and the way that we plan to care for them, but the discovery scientifically will also benefit all Americans, just as you mentioned. That's just one example, but I think people can understand why we're so highly focused on what happens during aging and how we can improve healthcare for the entire population that's aging.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Terry Gleason, who has enjoyed a distinguished research career of nearly 20 years and VA service. Prior to her appointment, Dr. Gleason held a variety of leadership assignments, Deputy Chief Research and Development Officer, Director of Biomedical Laboratory Research and Development Service, Director of Clinical Science Research and Development Service. I mean, it goes on and on. I mean, she's definitely earned her stripes and a lot of experience here, Dr. Gleason, that, the VA and all veterans have been able to draw benefit from And, you know, we appreciate your dedication to the veterans and, you know, your life's work.
Well, thank you very much. Of course, nothing is possible without our research volunteers, which is the population of veterans who do agree to participate in studies. And I'd like to mention our research website in case folks are interested in finding out more about participation or more about what research in VA is all about. And that is www.research.va.gov.
Mm-hmm. So www.research.va.gov is the website. Terry, you know, when we look at, you know, this week, VA Research Week, May 14th through the 18th, some may ask, why? Why are we doing this?
Well, I think it is the opportunity, as I mentioned, to come together. It's actually not just the focus on the research, but the entire community has the benefit to learn about the advances that are coming about, coming from research. It's also an opportunity to present new questions, like what will be the next generation of research studies or research questions we should look at. And again, to very sincerely thank not only the scientists who are at the local VAs caring for veterans, but also the research participants. So we wrap it all up together just one time a year, but we're actually grateful for their service every day.
Well, without a doubt, Dr. Terry Gleason has been our guest, Clinical Science Research and Development Department of the Veterans Affairs. She is the director for that department. Dr. Gleason, as always, thank you so much for the information. Congratulations on VA Research Week taking place May the 14th through the 18th. Again, remind everybody as we wrap things up where they can go for more information.
Yes, it's our website, www.research.va.gov.
Dr. Terry Gleason, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Dr. Gleason. Have a great day.
Thank you, Bill.
This report is brought to you by Facebook. There are a lot of questions right now on how Facebook works. People are asking, who can see what I share? Why do I see posts from ads? And how does Facebook use the information I share online? Facebook spokesperson Michelle Mandara offers tips on how to improve your experience.
You have control over the content you see and share on Facebook. If you see a post from someone that you aren't really into, you can click snooze and temporarily remove that person. Or if you want to see more photos of your best friend's baby, then click see first so they always appear first in your feed. You will see ads on Facebook since that's what allows Facebook to be free, but you can remove or block ads that you don't like. Our ad preferences allows you to control the ads you see on Facebook.
The app controls show you what apps you've logged into, the information you have shared, and how to remove them. For more, visit facebook.com/help.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez Live. Turn it up.
What more could we want? How about Andrea Kay? Because it's Cooler Talk time. A lot of buzz happening around the Cooler Talk. May have to just cool people off. It's so hot around there, let me tell you. Hey, Kay, how are we doing?
Oh, I'm good. I love that intro. Turn it up.
Yeah, turn it. Turn it up. Yeah, that's how we used to say it back in the old days. I'm telling you, there's so
many kids say, go ahead.
No, go ahead. I'm letting you.
Well, I was just going to clue you in. You know, what the kids say today is, let's get turnt, okay? So we about to get turnt on the Bill Martinez show.
That's it. We're about to get turnt, huh? Is that it? Lord. Hey, so much to talk about. We've got migrants at the border. The Mueller probe continues. Rosenstein says he's being threatened. What is it when you ask people to do their job, suddenly it's perceived as they're being threatened?
Well, you know, since when is extortion? He's saying, you know, the Department of Justice can't be extorted. You know, how is it that we've got the acting attorney general who seems completely unfamiliar with the U.S. Constitution and the way our government works?
Mm-hmm.
It's not extortion when Congress is attempting to fulfill their constitutional right of oversight. And, oh, by the way, this is how ridiculous it is, Bill. They're trying to get President Trump on obstruction while they're obstructing justice.
I know. While they have been. You know, let's go back to all the Hillary Clinton collusion, all the collusion they're talking about. The collusion, it seems to me, if any proof of collusion has come up, it's been pronounced that it came out of Hillary with what she did. But all free passes, everybody gets a get-out-of-jail card. And then here comes Mike Flynn. Well, he's wearing the wrong jersey. He's not on the right team, so he gets to go to jail.
Exactly. I mean, we've got Rosenstein, who writes the recommendation to fire Comey, who then President Trump takes his recommendation, then turns right around and assigns a special prosecutor to investigate Trump for obstruction for firing Comey.
Right, exactly. Well, the duplicity of all this is so confusing and brain-bruising, A.K., it's no wonder that America is, like, tuned out. They're overwhelmed. They don't know who to believe anymore. And the mainstream media is just having a heyday because this is giving them just a wonderful canvas to, to just paint up their delusions of collusion and all the other resistance attitudes that they're putting out there. And meanwhile, it's costing us money. It's delaying the true progression of this country and getting this country back on track. But, you know, hey, why should they be culpable, right?
Right. Here's the thing, though. The good news and all of that is that what this is also really doing is that it's validating to the American people who chanted drain the swamp. You see, when they chanted drain the swamp and even lock her up, it was not just specific to Hillary. The American people elected an outsider because they could see that this government had become an us versus them. That while the American people were out here hustling after 8 years of Obama, trying to feed their kids at $4 a gallon of gas, $5 a loaf of bread, the cost of living out of control. No jobs because of, you know, Obama regulations and taxation that, you know, they were frustrated. So they bring this outsider in. And now what do we see? We see the swamp creatures circling the drain.
Exactly.
To try to keep it. And you know what? And that's one reason why they, in regards to the mainstream media, that's one reason why they're trying to go after Trump and his tweets. Because if it wasn't for social media, we wouldn't know half of what we know.
Exactly. AK, do they not see that, you know, right now, I'm talking about Democrats. Right now, the Democrats can side up with the swamp because it goes with their agenda. But at some point, there's going to be a deviation. There's going to be a crossroads to deal with that is going to separate the Democrats from this deep state. Because even this deep state, though there's some compatibility right now with the Democrats and the Democratic Party and the radicals operating it, there is going to be a parting of the ways. And when that happens, exactly what this deep state has thrust upon the Republicans and conservatives, guess who's next?
Well, here's where I deviate against you, my buddy.
Okay.
I actually think
you and I deviate. How could that possibly be? I'm glad you deviate from me, because otherwise, if we both agree, then one of us is unnecessary.
Yeah.
We're a duplication of the other. So
exactly.
So deviate. Tell me.
Exactly. And see, that's the good thing about us is we're like Kanye. Okay, we're free thinkers, and we allow free thinking.
Yeah.
I think it's become clear to the American people that, you know, the deep state involves establishments of Republicans as well as Democrats.
Right.
You know, one of the things that the left likes to do is, in the course of this, is say, well, there can't be a deep state because, you know, Comey was a Republican. Rosenstein's a Republican.
Yeah, but he now says he's an independent, so whatever that
exactly
means. Yeah.
Exactly. So we actually have both parties. And when you look at the moves that some of the Republicans did in order to protect Mueller, You can't help but conclude that this is the establishment, and again, going back to the American people sense that. That's why they went to an outsider.
Well, what I maintain, AK, along your thinking, is that it's not about party affiliation in the deep state. It's a whole nother organism that is a way from a party affiliation. They don't care about Republican or Democrats, because, you know, the Republicans come, they go. Democrats come, they go. They are in there for the long haul. These are these professional politicos that hang in there, and they are operating behind the veil with, the Wizard of Oz.
Right, because it's about power.
Mm-hmm.
It's really about power.
Exactly.
And they've gotten out of control. There has been no, our founders were brilliant in terms of understanding that we needed a system of checks and balances in place. That's why they have the separation of powers, like they do in the different branches. And then they also envisioned a free press that would hold them accountable and the officials accountable as part of a critical part of the checks and balances. And we've lost all of that because these people are so obsessed with holding their power that, you know, that's one reason why the deep state is so entrenched. And it also, a lot of people are starting to say, we need term limits.
Mm-hmm.
We need
yes.
term limits on Congress, because the deep state is more than just, you know, this coup attempt, and more than just the FBI and the DOJ. But it's also our elected officials who the American people feel like are telling us one thing on the campaign trail, then going to D.C. and all laughing behind our backs.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about just maintaining their power, that it's really a one-party system.
Oh. Well, I want to underline what you just said, this coup attempt. You know, we talked with Jerome Corsi earlier, and he was clear about it. He goes, this is a coup d'etat. Clearly, this is what's going on. And the thing is that there's lots of blame to go around. I can tell you, I am disappointed in the mainstream media, not because of their White House correspondence dinner necessarily. That's just, that's just part and parcel. That's part of the garment that they wear that, you know, and you can see that, and it's up to you to, you know, decide, okay, is it any wonder for the lack of civility and the lack of class that the media puts out there, how they've abandoned their main mission to hold government accountable? The other thing is that we the people have been sitting on our haunches. We haven't gotten involved. We haven't activated, and we've allowed this government to run away with itself And the deep state says, hey, why not? You know, they're controlling the deal. They know it's all about the money. And that's what all these politicians go through with all their ideals and everything they talk about during the campaign. And then they get there and find out that, oh, you know, if you want to be a part of the reindeer games, then you better saddle on up. Yippee-yi-yo.
Right.
If you don't, then you're out of the club.
Right. And see, again, enter in the outsider. One of the reasons why the American people voted him in is that they understand all that. They understand the money aspect of it and that the Congress people going to Washington owing favors to the people that lined their pockets and got them there. And here comes a man, an outsider, who didn't need to do any of that to get to Washington.
Exactly.
He doesn't go to Washington beholden. He went to Washington self-funded. He is a complete threat to the power base that is in Washington, D.C., and that's why they set about trying to interfere with the election. It involved covering up Hillary Clinton's crimes, as well as trying to, you know, set the stage to try to stop President Trump with spying on him, and then set up an insurance policy for the coup if he won.
Yep.
And, you know, and the average American, you know, and you're right, it is almost like a shock and awe of so many aspects to this.
Well, I don't think the people think that they don't think it's that bad. They don't realize how bad it really is. And hello, let me tell you, it's worse. It's worse than you think it is. You know, this is why I think President Trump was hesitant to release. Remember, he was supposed to release the JFK papers, and he says, "I'm not ready to do that yet." I think this would be information overload. It's shocking. It really, I mean, the whole FBI, the CIA right now, at every turn, I don't care if you look at Parkland, what's going on? Failure there. Nevada, what happened there? Failure there. JFK, failure there. You know, at every turn, the FBI has been dropping the ball. The CIA, our intelligence community is 9/11. We just had Ramesh Arushalan on and talked to him at length about his new book, All the Questions, 17 Years Later After 9/11. And in the midst of all this, AK, FBI. FBI dropping the ball. You know, these terrorists, the Sarnia brothers in Boston, Sarnia brothers in Boston. Same thing, drop the ball.
San Bernardino.
Yeah. And so here's the FBI. It's like, wait a minute, what is going on? And it's like right now, you know, they're spending all this time dreaming up this collusion delusion, and instead of being focused on doing their job. And we're still paying them for this.
Exactly. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Let's not forget also, let's add to the list, what, thanks to Israel, what they did our job in terms of intelligence with Iran.
Yep, exactly. So now, once again, this president is proving more right than wrong. But look at the media is not going to come alongside and support this president. It's going to be up to we the people. You know, we're not beholden to anybody, right?
That's right.
And so we ought to be like Donald Trump, follow his lead. Act like you're not beholden. All right, let's move on. Let's get this country back on track. That's what it's all about.
That's right. Let's get turned.
All in favor, yes. All in favor around the water cooler, okay? Let's do something about it. Get activated. Let's get turned, as you say. All right, AK, as always, appreciate the insight. You're awesome. Thank you for deviating. I love it. Take care. Andrea K. on Bill Martinez Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
You have